Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. More than half of Americans either own or work for a small business, and small businesses create approximately two-thirds of the country's new private sector jobs. According to the Small Business Administration, the SBA, there are 33.2 million businesses in the United States. That accounts for 99% of all U.S. businesses. The SBA also reported that small businesses employ 61.7 million people. New Jersey has over 840,000 small businesses, and they continue to create jobs, provide important services and products, and make a big impact on the state's economy daily. Whether a business owner's enterprise is home-based or a high-tech startup, they can face challenges of all sizes when launching or running a small business. Where can a new or existing small business owner get help? There are a number of organizations that were created just for that purpose. The Small Business Administration, the Small Business Development Centers, and SCORE, just to name a few. And now there is one more, the New Jersey Business Action Center, the NJBAC. I must admit, the NJBAC is new to me. It was brought to my attention by the New Jersey District Director of SCORE. So at his suggestion, I reached out to Don Newman, the manager of small business advocacy at NJBAC, to come on this program and explain NJBCA's role. Don has over 14 years of experience as a small business advocate. He provides services to businesses of all sizes and at all stages of development, from startups through maturity. These services include identifying specific programs for which businesses are eligible and helping them locate the resources that best meet their needs. In addition, Don manages the New Jersey Business Helpline, where his team answers over 25,000 calls annually pertaining to business-related matters. Prior to joining the state government, Don managed and worked for several small businesses, gaining valuable experience in such varied fields as inventory management, sales, business planning, and marketing. Well, Don, welcome, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to be on Score Business Points.
Thank you, Michael. I'm very happy to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, first, having been a SCORE mentor, I became aware of many resources for small businesses to get help. But I must confess, I was never aware of the New Jersey Business Action Center. So will you please tell me and the listeners how long it's been around and what its mission is?
Sure. And I'm not surprised that you haven't heard of us. That's one of the frustrations that a lot of government agencies have, is that we don't have a lot of money for marketing. So it's not always easy to get our information out. So working with your state director, he's the one that suggested, like you said, that we do this. And this is one of the ways we get the word out that we exist. But the Business Action Center has been in existence for about 10 years. And although the programs and what we do has been around for longer, you may recognize the Department of Commerce, an old state department, which then morphed into the New Jersey Commerce, Economic Growth, and Tourism Commission. Well, that's who we were. So the Business Action Center is a subsequent agency to those former organizations. But the basic mission hasn't changed. Our goal is to help revitalize and expand businesses in the Garden State. And our mission is really about nurturing economic vitality and growing jobs. That's what the bottom line is. So the mission hasn't changed. Some of the initiatives and some of the programs have changed over the years. But the initiative has always been, the mission has always been to improve the economic vitality of the state and create jobs. That's always been.
You know, in looking over the NJBAC website, I see that there are various departments. There's the business advocates, then there's the small business advocates, the Office of Export Promotion, NJ STEP, the Office of Planning, Advocacy, Motion Pictures, and TV Commissions, and there's the NJ Business Portal. Would you be so kind as to explain what each of these departments do? Let's first start with business advocates.
Sure. The business advocates, we talk about them as being the boots on the ground. They work in various regions of the state, each of our business advocates, and they work on projects. We use the word advocacy a lot. You'll hear that often, but you know, they work on helping a business expand or open a new location, and they'll work with dealing with the regulatory matters that are associated to that, and also navigating any state assistance that may that may apply here. So when you're building a new building, you may have DEP issues, you may have highway access permits you need from the DOT, you need to get through planning and zoning. Our team will help you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Al, then, how does the small business advocates differ from the business advocates?
We're very similar, but we concentrate on those unique challenges that a small business has. The term small business and the business advocates, you know, many of the businesses the business advocates work on are small businesses, but they're working on specific kinds of issues. But the unique needs of a small business, from getting technical assistance. You know, you mentioned the Small Business Development Center. My office is the state funding for the Small Business Development Center funnels through my office. We help them find technical assistance. We help them navigate advocacy issues that are probably on a smaller scale than the business advocates. So, you know, business licensing. How do I register properly? How do I keep my LLC up to date? What about licensing and professional occupational licenses? We're talking about now a home improvement contractor or a daycare center, whatever their needs may be. Those are the kinds of things that we address. And then also financial assistance. We don't lend money. What we do is we maintain relationships with the lenders. So whether or not a business needs $5,000 so they can buy a trailer to put their landscaping equipment into, or $5 million to buy a building, we keep those relationships with all of those different lenders so that we can help you find the appropriate lender for you. And if you're not, if you don't qualify for lending, we can help you find the technical assistance, like through SCORE or the Small Business Development Centers or the Women Centers, or some of the other resources that are out there to qualify you as a borrower so that you may be able to get lending in the future. That's the goal of the Small Business Development Center. The Small Business Advocacy Unit. What I like to say is that, you know, a small business owner does not have the time to investigate all of the resources that are out there for them. They're not aware of them. And for them to do that kind of level of research just takes away time from their business. So I would rather have you contact us and let us help you with that. And forgive me, I didn't shut off my phone. So I'm going to shut this phone off real quick. But that's what the Small Business Unit does, is that we help small businesses find those resources. All
right. Oh, well, let's move on to this Office of Export Promotion. Exactly what do they do?
They're a hidden gem for small businesses. The export promotion team also work with a lot of small businesses, and they help a business that wants to become an exporter. Exporting, there are only 2% of the world's consumers live in the United States. So if you want to expand your business, exporting is a great opportunity for you to do that. So what can they do? Well, they can help you find a market. They'll do a market research analysis to find out who imports hot sauce. And there are countries, I believe it's South Africa, that import a lot of hot sauce. I have no idea why, but they do. So if you are a hot sauce maker, there's an opportunity for you to expand into a new market that we can help you deal with. And then the advocacy issues. We keep relationships with the foreign government's representatives so that we can help you get your products through customs or deal with any of those kinds of advocacy issues that you may face when it comes to exports. And then I know, you know, we mentioned it earlier, the STEP program.
That was my next question. What is it, and how does it function?
Yeah, this is the big hammer in their toolbox at Export Promotion. This has been a very successful program. It's a state trade expansion program. It is financed by the SBA through a grant that we received from the SBA. And it allows us to provide financial assistance to businesses that want to become exporters. So let's go back to my hot sauce example. You want to go to the fancy food show in New York, which is an international food show. High level. This is the place to be if you're a food manufacturer. We'll pay that registration fee for you. You want to go to that show? We'll pay the registration fee. You want to go to France to go to a show? Has to be approved, but we can pay that registration fee for you. And there's some other ancillary fees that we can pay as well, but that's the big one. And it's been a tremendously successful program because we've taken businesses that would never be able to afford to attend some of these shows because the registration fees to have a table at some of these shows is very expensive. And we've been able to get those businesses to those shows, and they have then generated their first or expanded their export sales. So it's been a tremendously successful program. Mm-hmm. And we thank the SBA very much for that. We've actually received the largest award possible this year for that program. You know, if you're interested in that, if one of your listeners are interested in becoming an exporter, they should reach out to us and let's talk about how we can help.
Next is the Office of Planning Advocacy. What exactly is the function of that office?
Yeah, that's a little bit, they're a little bit unique in the Business Action Center because their customers are not business owners, or their constituency are not business owners, not typically. They are really a team that works with municipal and county planners and regional planning groups to help coordinate planning efforts between the state plan and the local planning to promote economic development, whether it be redevelopment of redevelopment sites or any other kind of planning group or planning decisions that can involve economic development. So that's what their goal is. Right now, their biggest project is working on the towns, the municipalities that have decided to seek center, what they call center designations, and they have to do that by a certain date. So we assist with that, and we chair the State Planning Commission. Through the Business Action Center, our director of planning advocacy chairs the State Planning Commission. And that's really what that constituency is about. So they don't work specifically with business owners. Typically, their constituency are the government agency, the local governments. And again, big part of economic development is going into a municipality and having those kinds of issues addressed. In order to promote economic development.
All right. May I ask, how did the Motion Picture and Television Commission fall under NJBAC, and how do you go about securing that industry to use New Jersey?
Sure. Well, first of all, it is it's one of these crazy government issues where it's in but not of. In other words, they have their own budget, they have their own board, a commission, but they've been under the old Commerce Commission, now the Business Action Center. Motion Picture is an economic driver. So they do, when a film production is in New Jersey, they spend a lot of money, those production companies, in New Jersey and support New Jersey businesses. So that's sort of how they ended up into the Business Action Center. So what they do is they assist businesses in, they assist production companies that want to film either television commercials or film in New Jersey. They help them with the advocacy. So if Steven Spielberg comes to New Jersey and says, I want to take a street and turn it into 1950s New York so I can film his new West Side Story. That's exactly what we did. I was on that street after it had been fitted out for that filming. It was fascinating. But that's the kind of thing that they work out. Those kinds of permits, those kinds of issues that need to be addressed. Their promotion of those kinds of, that kind of production is very important. They also have, and I'm just going to, just want to check one thing here, but, so some of the ways they do that, also are, is a new program called Real Scout. And when I say real, it's R-E-E-L, real. Mm-hmm. And what that is a database that, if you have a interesting house, if you have a lobby of your building that has some unique features, or maybe it's an outdoor setting, a waterfall, or whatever might be of interest to a production company to use as a location, we put that into a database called Real Scout, and they're categorized in different ways. So that when a production team is looking for a location, we can go to that database and say, you want a rural area that has a farmhouse, or you're looking for a natural setting where there is a river, or you're looking for a Victorian home that you want to use in your production. We keep that database. And by the way, anybody that has a site that they think should be in there, they can ask us to add it. And it makes it helps the production company choose locations, which then makes it easier for them. So it's better for us because it promotes them using New Jersey as a location of film.
The last area is New Jersey Business Portal. This, I assume, is the website page for the business owners where they can get information, or does it do more than that?
Well, It does do more than that. One of the before I move on, I just want to add something that I didn't speak about at Motion Picture is a tax credit. The Motion Picture Commission has teamed up with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority to administer a tax credit program that we give to these production companies to come and film in New Jersey. A vital piece of that equation to get them to come here. And it is a and again, as I mentioned, it's the trade-off to that is that they spend a lot of money. They spend a lot of money when they come here, and they support local businesses. So that's why the tax credit is justified to get them here to spend that money. Uh-huh. But the business portal has been around for a while, been updated many times, and yes, it is the front door for a business to access state programs and various different regulatory updates. We try to keep all of that on the business portal. Right now, that business portal is nj.gov/njbusiness. However, it is going away. We are right now transitioning to a new portal, which is njbusiness.gov. It's going to have easier navigation, more plain language interaction, so people can read through it without going through the legalese that is sometimes on the old portal. It also has a live chat feature, which is something new that we added a while ago, and we've now leveraged to deal with COVID-19. You start to ask your question, and you will have a live operator who works at the Business Action Center receive that question and respond to you live on the chat. So that's available now on njbusiness.gov. It's also on the COVID-19 site, which is cv.business.nj.gov, so to answer COVID-19 questions. But that's a great feature. It's another avenue of contact to help us work with the business owners and answer their questions. And I'm going to give you the other avenue that they can use to get to us, which is 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's the easiest way to contact us. Besides that portal, is to just call 1-800-JERSEY-7. Now, we're working from home, so it's a little clunkier than it typically is because you're getting transferred to our cell phones. But in the when we're back live in the office, you'll find it's a very simple, easy way to talk to a real person. You don't get put into voicemail. You don't get, you actually get connected to an agent.
That ends part one of my discussion about the New Jersey Business Action Center with Don Newman, manager of small business advocacy at the Business Action Center. In this first part, we only covered the various departments of the center and the responsibilities of each. As Don pointed out, these departments get involved with businesses of all sizes to help them. To quickly summarize, there are customized summary of resources created to identify, describe, and quantify all government grants and financing programs available to support business expansion, retention, and consolidation projects throughout the state. NJ STEPS, New Jersey State Trade Expansion Program, grant awards to help eligible small businesses participate in internationally focused trade shows or trade missions. Project management services from knowledgeable business advocates to guide companies through complex projects, government incentive grants and finance programs, approvals, and grant compliance. Expert consultants and facilitators for workforce training grants, talent recruitment, and energy efficiency programs. Government navigation guidance and support for businesses seeking state and local permits and regulatory approvals. Business real estate reports and corporate facility site searches. Business call centers for guidance on incorporating small business and minority certifications and licensing and financing programs. Emergency call center for help to restore businesses following hurricanes, storms, and other disasters. Redevelopment guidance and government agency coordination for municipalities and developers. And they promote growth services and disseminate information to help businesses of all sizes at conferences, meetings, and events. Since this program is aimed at the small business owner, in part two, Don will go over the products and services offered by the Small Business Advocacy Department of the NJBAC. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next week for part two of my discussion with Don Newman about the New Jersey Business Action Center. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of Score and 91.9 WBNJ.